Hello, I'm Michael Thurber, and you're listening to Interlaken Public Radio, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm pianist Jenny Lin, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Jenny Lin. That is genius pianist Jenny Lin with her own version of our Kids Commute theme. Play your version. Find out how at our website, kidscommute.org. Hi there, Kids Commuters. Happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of Harry Potter Week on IPR's Kids Commute. This is for Finn. Hope you've enjoyed it, Finn. And we'll answer our Quizlet after our music. This week, we've heard characteristics of the different houses of Hogwarts and met friends from each house. Today, though, we're going to the theater, which is the only place that you can see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which is a final follow-up to the Harry Potter franchise approved by, but not written by, the original author, J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child follows the adventures of all of our Harry Potter kids when they're all grown up, and in turn, their kids when they go to Hogwarts. Here's a little bit of Draco Malfoy's kid meeting Harry Potter's kid.
Hello, I'm Scorpius. Malfoy.
Oh, I'm...
Albus Potter, I know.
How do you...
Would you like some of my Fizzing Whispies?
Oh.
I've also got some Choco Choc Pepper Imps and some Jelly Slugs. It's Mum's idea, she says. Sweets, they always help you make friends. Stupid idea, probably.
No, not a stupid idea.
Well, I have to say it's very nice to meet you, Albus Potter!
Now, let me tell you a couple of things about Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. While it was still running, this show was almost impossible to get tickets to because it was so massively popular. I mean, who doesn't want to see all of the magic from the Harry Potter universe worked out on a stage? And we get to find out what happens to everybody when they grow up. It's pretty neat. But there is a lot of story to tell in that, and Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is about 5 hours long and has to be shown in 2 parts. All the music for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child was created by the British composer Imogen Heap, and it has a neat kind of magical and pop sound. We'll hear Platform 9 3/4 and The Wand Dance by Imogen Heap from Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Platform 9 and 3 quarters and The Wand Dance from Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, music of Imogen Heap. And we will have music from a lot of music from Cursed Child and all of the Harry Potter movies on our website in this week's Maya Mix, which is a Spotify playlist of all the music for the week, plus some bonus material. Find that at kidscommute.org. So that's from the 2016 play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Raise your hand if you want to see it so bad. Yeah, me too. Sorry, but for now it looks like there will not be a movie version made, so we'll all have to hope we can get to see it on stage someday. Okay, serious business, kids commuters. Let's award the House Cup. This is so interesting. I've loved learning about all of you this week. You've told me a lot about yourselves when you sent in your texts with your answers. And this was close. There were answers coming in this morning and late last night. So, finally, the winner of the House Cup, the most popular house for Kids Commute listeners, is Gryffindor! Congratulations, all you Gryffindors. You are the winners of our House Cup. Gives you bragging rights. Now, I am going to tell you everybody that is with you in Gryffindor House, and then we'll meet all the other houses. Okay, ready? Here we go. It's a big list. Gryffindors are Lane in Traverse City, Tobias in Honor, Beatrice in Arcadia, Dorothy and Parker in Memphis, Tennessee, Charles and Edward in Onekama, Emerson in Traverse City, Luca in Meesick, Asher in Cedar, Finn in Traverse City, Evangeline in Interlaken, Jalen in Washington Island, Wisconsin, Walter, Hector, and Jesse in Traverse City. All you Gryffindors, congratulations. Coming in second place, Ravenclaw. This was really interesting. We thought the Hufflepuffs were going to pull ahead at the beginning of the week, but no, Ravenclaw has come in second with your fellow Ravenclaws, Samuel in Arcadia, Owen and Tanner in Traverse City, Kelton in Reed City, Wesley in Interlaken, Emily in Washington Island, Wisconsin, Arthur in Traverse City, Brendan in Valley Village, California, Mario in Traverse City, Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin, Fiona in Reed City, and Ames in Harbor Springs. Say hello, all of you, to your fellow Ravenclaws. Now, Hufflepuffs, gather up. You are in third place. Let's meet everybody sitting at the Hufflepuff lunch table. Gwyneth, Beatrix, and Jonah in Traverse City. Louie in Arcadia. Bryn and Greta in Traverse City. Dwayne in Engadine. Noah in Cedar. Luke in Traverse City. And Copeland in Harbor Springs. Great job, Hufflepuffs. And an almost equal amount, so close, of Slytherins. So Slytherins, look around your table. Joining you at your table are Sam and Gabe in Traverse City, Elizabeth in Arcadia, Jonah and Catherine in Traverse City, Phoebe and Ben in Kuwaiten, and Lucas in Traverse City. Thank you all so much for participating in this poll. This has just been awesome, and it's been great learning so much about all of you. That is it for this week's Kids Commute. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. That's it for Harry Potter Week on Kids Commute. Your entire Kids Commute production team is made up of Ravenclaws. Amanda Sewell is our music director, Tony Biro is our producer, and production help came from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks so much for playing with us. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Interlaken Public Radio! Yeah!
Got to go. Train to catch, friend to find.